WF women's basketball coach Stephanie Yelton and a friend, the better half of one of the best couples out there, Ed Spears, who actually put me up with our crew, Viva DePez out there, all the folks. And that's a side note here, but we're talking women's basketball today, and this is awesome because they're on an 8-game winning streak. They have an amazing team, and they're feeling the flow right now. Coach Stephanie Yelton, kind enough to make time for us today on a busy Tuesday. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Chad. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach, talk a little bit about this because it's been a process over the last, I'd say, year and a half. Well, in general, 2020 couldn't be easy on a coach. I know our job was about as bad as it gets in sports when I had to find a chimpanzee playing a guy in ping pong in Belarus, and I'm not sure if that was even a legal network, but there was nothing going on. But you guys still continue to play through COVID without any fans, which is just awkward for somebody, especially that won a national title with North Carolina in the Dean Dome, and hearing the noises in the crowd to see silence for so long. But 2021, we've come out the other side for the most part, and it's one where you guys are fighting where you lost so many star players from 2019. Last year, you even talked about maybe it was one of your better jobs ever of coaching because of the roster, the youth you had. But it seems like a lot of that youth is coming together, Coach, and we have some stars in the making starting to feel their game.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned last year, you know, that was the first time ever in my coaching career that as a coach we had to put together a seating chart on our chartered bus to track where kids were seated just on the bus, right, in case there was contact tracing or someone got sick. And it was just, you know, just the small little things that, you know, behind the scenes, no one from the outside looking in knows all the details that went on to put on a basketball season last year. And it was definitely stressful. There was a lot of anxiety moments. But like you said, I mean, we made it through it. We had a, you know, I would say okay season last year. You know, we wind up qualifying for the GSC tournament. Although we lost in the first round of that tournament, we finished 10-11. You know, disappointing from our standards, obviously, and where my expectations are for our women's basketball program at UWF. But we knew we needed after the season to go out and get some key pieces to fill in some key holes in our roster. And we were able to go out and recruit and do that. And I think that's what we're seeing right now is the hard work that was put in, not only from a core group of returners that are really good players and really solid players, but also a group of new players that changed schools. One's a true freshman, but they're coming in and really making a splash in the history books here at UWF already.
Coach, you go out there, you get a big win on the road against Lee. You come back, you won your eighth straight in a win yesterday, 83-78. Great offense. As a coach, though, you know, you get some of the grumbly people like Bill Belichick that you could win 90-0, and you know that play at halftime, we're just getting ready for the next game, and they know. But you know, you take everything into account. You see the positives. Also, though, as a coach, you can never just ignore the things that you got to work on for the next game. You guys won the game. What are some of the things that you feel, even during the 8-game win streak, that you can motivate your team to do better as a head coach?
You know, I always tell our teams, great teams play to their expectation and their level of play. They never play down to their opponent. And we're still kind of in that ripple effect right now where we're playing, you know, we're playing down to certain opponents. We're playing up to opponents. And so, you know, as a coach, that's a scary situation to be in, because at any given moment in the GSC, it's such a tough conference in women's basketball that, you know, that 12th and 13th place team can get you if you don't show up and play well that night. I think right now we're a good team. We played bad. I thought yesterday one of our worst games of the year and still came out with a win. You know, that's what good teams do. Good teams can sometimes play bad and still win games. But, you know, my expectation for this team is really risen with our 8-game winning streak and how our new players are really developing and coming along and how they're molding together as a team. The big key word, I think, right now for our team is trust. You know, the team, the players trust each other. They think that every time the ball goes in the air, that it's going through the basket. And, you know, it's a new situation for us as a coaching staff to really get them in a position where we're working towards that greatness. We're working on continuing to improve as a team. But as you continue to win, the pressure starts sinking in. And because we are young and because our team chemistry is still coming together, that's really a red flag for us. So, you know, I'll be honest with you, tomorrow we're going to start practice with a meeting and talk about that. Talk about what winning and what that expectation and what that pressure does to you as an athlete and to a team, and how are we going to handle that? And that's really how we're going to address this week as we're moving into the weekend.
Hey, Coach, yeah, Drew here. So I think he kind of already answered this, but in terms of things that you've learned about your team through this winning streak, you know, some of the things, obviously, you know, you mentioned that you think they ought to work on a little bit, but what are some big positives that you've learned from this, and going forward, what are your expectations? Are they the same as when the season started, or have they elevated a little bit given the recent run of form?
Yeah, you know, we lost the first game of the season. And the first game of the season, the reason we lost it is we gave up a lead in the fourth quarter because we just really started trying to hold on too tight and started to do things that were outside of our character and outside of our skill set. So recently we have improved on that. We are working towards, you know, kind of staying in our lane. You know, do what you do and what you're good at and what you do best. You've got to bring that every day. And if you bring that, your best is good enough for us, and that'll help our team and help us be successful. What I really love about our team is our coachability. I can sit face-to-face with each one of our players, and I can give them instruction, and I can coach them through moments, and I can really break down the game, and they understand it. They try to do what I'm telling them to do, and they're trying to duplicate those successes. And again, you know, it's only December. You know, we've got a lot of basketball ahead of us. But if your team is coachable and really wanting to listen and improve on a daily basis, the sky's the limit. And I think that's the most encouraging part from a coaching standpoint that we're seeing this year.
Speaking with UWF head women's basketball coach Stephanie Yelton, they've won 8 straight games, 8-1 overall. They've got some big games coming up, and go out and support them right there at the Fieldhouse at UWF. They're going to be playing at 2 o'clock against Auburn Montgomery on Saturday and then at 5:30 on Monday. So get off work, head over there against Montevallo. So 2 big games, and looking forward to seeing those games. Coach, if you look right now at, you know, history, you know that you got to walk into one of the most historic places in the world when it comes to rivalries and playing North Carolina Duke games. But you know, being a national champion yourself, you've seen what it is to be around legends. And yourself, right now, you just passed a milestone. I know you're third all-time now in wins, but you're on pace to get the most wins at UWF all-time, really 2 years ahead of who is number one. Let's talk about what that means to you and having that opportunity. Because I know as a head coach, you know, you don't talk about that stuff. You're focused on the now, winning games, but we do notice that stuff and want to say congratulations, because, you know, you keep on making everybody proud in the city.
Yeah, there's one guy that continues to count, and that's my husband, Ed. You know, if you want to know the win count, he's the one to ask, not me. Because, yeah, I'm certainly in the trenches and doing it day to day. But, you know, I would love to reach that milestone here at UWF. I mean, you know, Pensacola and West Florida has been a very special place for me, not only in my professional career, but my personal life. You know, my first season here at UWF, which was 10 years ago, my then husband and the father of my children, you know, had a sudden illness in November and passed away. Here I was in a new city as a new head coach in a challenging situation professionally. And when that happened, I became a single parent immediately. I had a 4-month-old and a 3-year-old at home, and just trying to figure out that life as a single parent and a new parent and being in a new city and in a new job. And the Pensacola community really rallied around me during that moment. The university and Dr. Bench, you know, at that time was our president, really, you know, surrounded me and encouraged me and supported me. And, you know, I owe this community and our university a lot to stand by me during those moments, because there's a lot of universities that wouldn't do that. You know, they would turn their back on their coaches, you know, if they're, you know, struggling and having a tough time like that, and may not be as gracious and supportive. And so, yeah, to reach those milestones here and to win those championships here for our university and to elevate women's basketball to a level that's never been here at West Florida is really special for me. But it's special because I feel like I'm repaying what I was given in that first and second year here at West Florida.
Well, Coach, it is amazing to have you at UWF, to have all of the opportunities, not only here in, you know, from women's basketball, but watching what Coach Shinnick's done, winning a national championship in such a short period of time. Coach Bartlinski to Coach Racine, everywhere you look, Coach Fell, I mean, I could sit here for hours. Coach Berkhammer's team having a really good season as well, and I know you guys work well together, and he's just a class act. But, you know, everywhere you look, there's winning success. Coach Walter and what they did this year in volleyball, and to see the crowd packed for that game was really cool just a few weeks ago. But, you know, you guys bring so much to the table, and I will second that, you know, to being somebody from out of town. I wasn't from here. I'd never even been to Pensacola until about 11 years ago and moved here. But, you know, I'm sitting there with Marty Stanovich, and Ed walks by, and he says, hey, you want to go check out this crew, you know, if you want to be part of this? And lo and behold, I might need a liver transplant about 20 years earlier than I thought on track. But overall, it's a blast in life. And so he's connected many people, and he's one of the best men and best supporters out there. He's a great person.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, Ed is he's the guy that keeps my home life steady during basketball season. You know, he's the basketball widow right now. I mean, he takes care of the kids and the house and the and, you know, the bills and everything like that, that gives me a chance to really focus on our basketball team. And that can be challenging, right, for families. I mean, I just got back off a 4-day road trip where, you know, I'm out of town. I'm out of commission. I can't do anything for my family because I'm really taking care of my team and, you know, pushing forward to our goals with the team. But to have a supportive husband like that, that says, go get it, reach your dreams, do what you need to do. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make sure that you can do that. You know, it says a lot about him. It says a lot about his commitment to our family. And so, you know, I certainly can second that notion of him being a great guy and a great person to be around, but I get to see it every day.
I think we're inflating him too much. And remember, I'm a Patriot fan. We like to deflate things. So we're going to end the Ed talk, but we both agree. We love him. And when it comes down to it, Coach, it's you've got a number of big games ahead. What's one of the things when you look at the conference this year, some of the biggest games coming up and the focus over the next couple of weeks before Christmas? Because that's a tough time to coach.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, every game is going to be a tough game. You know, right now we're sitting, I think, fifth in the GSC in attendance. I'd love to see that attendance number get up and going now that both men's and women's basketball are really on a roll this season. I think that's something that we can accomplish this year. But the huge games coming up for us are going to be against Valdosta State, against Union, against Lee coming back to us after us beating them while they were nationally ranked at their place. But, you know, it's basketball from here until the beginning of March until the tournament starts. So if you can get out and support these Argos, I tell you, they are great men and women to support. And you mentioned our game Saturday at 2 o'clock against AUM. Santa is actually making a visit there, too. So if you're looking for an opportunity to get your picture with Santa, get your last-minute wishes in before Christmas Day, the game is where you get that done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going about 2:05 these days. I don't think Santa would appreciate that, but but Layton, you know, I have a 5-year-old that's really cool and would love to get some presents. So, I think we can make that happen.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, it is a blast always catching up with you as a friend, but also as somebody that I respect as a colleague in the business that has done, you know, achieved at the highest levels and bringing that talent to this area. And I know Drew, my co-host, he went to Butler. He lives and breathes college basketball. So if you ever need anybody to work on setting screens and picks coming across the baseline, he would love to come out there and help you guys out.
I've been volunteered.
Well, Coach, good luck with anything going on. I know you got the big games coming up here against Auburn Montgomery on Saturday, and then it's also on Monday against Montevallo. So keep up the good work. 8-game win streak, and congratulations.
Thank you, Chad.